again. How you doing, everybody? This is Chris. This is episode 104 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. Thanks for joining me. I was on vacation in Hawaii for a couple of weeks there. I scheduled some episodes and I had them sprinkled out, so I was hoping you wouldn't notice. But then I got back and I recorded this episode, but I hated it and I wanted to redo it. So here's me redoing it, and that's why I'm about 3 days late on this one, 3 or 4 days late. But this one is, I think, important because it's about World War III. I think that I'm genuinely worried that Joe Biden is going to lead America into World War III with Russia. Genuinely worried about that. And the blowing up of the Nord Stream pipelines is a scary, a terrifying escalation in this whole scenario. So I think it's important to just go back a little bit and talk about how important Ukraine is to America. You know, and this goes back to, and also to Britain, you know, because I think there's Tom Luongo did a great episode the other day about how his guest, and I can't remember what his guest's name was, but they were talking about how it could very well have been Britain and the Poles who blew up this pipeline. I tend to believe it was the United States. I certainly don't believe it was Russia, and I'm going to talk about that. But I think it's time. It's important to go back to how important Ukraine is. This is really, Ukraine is the key to destroying Russia, to encircling Russia, to bringing the Russian people under the thumb of the European ruling class. An American ruling class. You know, the Europeans and the Americans want to rule the world. And this goes back to the Halford Mackinder idea of the world island, of he who controls, the Heartland strategy or Heartland theory, whatever it is. It's he who controls the Eastern Europe controls the world island, which is the Eurasian landmass. And he who controls the Eurasian landmass controls the world. And that this is something that that Steve Bannon's talked about too, about how he talks about the Eurasian landmass. And so I think that this is all part of that, and they need, it's so important for Russia to maintain access to the Black Sea. Because look, their ports are not that good. I mean, look, they don't have any good ports, let's face it. They've got like St. Petersburg. Look at St. Petersburg and how pinched they are by NATO countries. They're surrounded by, they've got Finland and I mean, I think it's Estonia and Latvia or Lithuania just pinching it down. And then you've got Finland right there, and then you've got to go down and around Sweden and then around Denmark and past Norway. At any moment, any of those countries could just choke off that port. Yeah, because this is not all about the Navy. This isn't all about military ships. This is about shipping as well. This is about being connected to the world economy. And the Europeans and the Americans want to be able to choke the Russians off. They want to be able to surround them and choke them off and force them to play ball with whatever they want to do. And what, for example, one of those things might be the American dollar. You know, they want the American dollar to be, or at least the Americans do, want the American dollar to be the world reserve currency, to be the most powerful currency. And if you attack the dollar, if you dare to attack the dollar, that's how they get their strength. The American ruling class, the political class, they print up dollars and pay themselves. That's how they make their living, literally. And if you are going to challenge that, then you're their enemy, and they have to destroy you. And that this is all part of it. So this, you know, this is getting really serious. So there's also, I think it's important to just like America is not a monolith. I think it's important to see that Europe is not a monolith. Germany is not a monolith. This Nord Stream pipeline, the Nord Stream pipelines are basically one-way pipelines for selling Russian natural gas to Germany. And even Donald Trump got this, that these pipelines were an affront to the entire purpose of NATO. NATO was established after World War II to protect Europe from Soviet aggression. But it was particular, it was also a, just like we did with Japan. Remember, after World War II, we didn't want Japan's military to rebuild and get strong again. Well, the same thing with Germany. We didn't want the German military to get strong again, because, you know, we just fought two world wars against Germany. We didn't want them to be strong ever again. We didn't want Japan to ever be strong again. So we said, okay, we'll handle your defense for you. And there's this faction in Germany that doesn't want that anymore. They want Germany to reassert itself. They're sort of nationalists, and they want Germany to reassert its strength and be a little more independent from American dominance. And I think also you've got this, did I mention Tom Luongo? He did an episode about this, and he was talking about how all of this happened right after the Queen died, which is a kind of an interesting, very interesting, because the Brits and the Poles are sort of, you know, the British are now sort of, they're also kind of reasserting themselves after Brexit. They're trying to be more international, more flexing more muscle on the international stage. And so this is the same thing's going on in Germany, or at least there's sort of an internal battle in Germany. And so these pipelines were a way to make Germany more independent from America and from the rest of Europe, and to make Germany more, to bring Germany a little closer to Russia, to have more of and remember, there's long been a policy of in America of fear of Russia and Germany getting together and becoming friends, because Russia and Germany are very powerful, and if they get together, if they ally with each other, if they become close friends, then that's a balance of power issue, right? That challenges the balance of power, the American-British balance of power, and I think that these pipelines, obviously Moscow is going to get rich by selling all these all this natural gas to Europe, to Germany. And remember that the entire point of NATO was, at the very first, I forget his name, the very first Secretary General of NATO talked about this. He said the point of NATO was to keep America in Europe, to keep Russia out of Europe, and to keep the Germans down. You know, that right there encapsulates the whole thing. America wants to remain the dominant power over Europe. We don't want Russia in there, and we don't want Germany in there. And we don't want Germany to have any power. And so those pipelines represented a potential for the Germans and the Russians to make a deal. So, and in the context of this whole Ukraine war, the United States is determined to take Ukraine. Don't think for one second that the United States cares about the Ukrainian people. They don't care about the Ukrainian people one bit. Joe Biden doesn't give one rat's ass about the people of Ukraine. If every single one of them has to die, he doesn't care. That's fine. Totally cool, as long as we keep Russia out. That's all they care about. That's all the people in Washington care about. Don't think for a second they really care about the Ukrainian people. They just want to keep Russia out of Ukraine. And Russia, look, Russia wants a buffer between NATO and Russia. Russia does not want troops and missiles right on the border of Moscow, right on the border of Russia. And, you know, missiles have to have a flight time, and troops have to have time to cover distance. You know, they want a buffer zone. This is the entire reason why the Soviet Union invaded Eastern Europe to begin with at the end of the Second World War. They wanted a buffer zone between the United States, Britain, and Russia. So, now I'm certainly not going to defend Russia's invasion of Eastern Europe during the Soviet Union, but you have to understand why they did it. They did it for a reason. They did it because they wanted a buffer zone, and this is why they are fighting in Ukraine, because they want a buffer zone. Remember, this all started back in, I'd say, 2010, when the Yanukovych Ukrainian government agreed to extend the lease, the Russian lease on the Crimean naval bases by 25 years. And I think it was 2017 is when they would have expired. So it was into the 2040s. Well, that's when the Americans said, well, we got to get rid of this guy. We got to get rid of this. We have to flip Ukraine. We have to flip the government. We have to get rid of the government in Ukraine and get an anti-Russian government in there. So that's what they did. In 2014, they basically toppled the government of Ukraine and got rid of that government, and they completely installed a government that was anti-Russia, and then you got Zelensky, and Zelensky basically promised to take back, and that's when Ukraine, Russia annexed Crimea. That was the response, and then Zelensky promised, I think it was in 2021, so it was more than a year ago, Zelensky promised to take back Crimea. And so look, you know, this is all about this is a proxy war of NATO versus Russia in Crimea. They are fighting over Crimea, over Ukraine, not just Crimea, over all of Ukraine. And this is why I've been saying it's all so unnecessary. If we just left them alone, none of these people would be dying. Okay? None of these people would be dying. But there's a lot of money to be made here. There's a lot of money to be made in war. And there's a lot of power to be gained. The people in Washington and the people in Brussels and in Davos and in London, you know, these people want power. They want to rule the world. And in order to do that, they've got to destroy Russia. They've got to bring Russia, not destroy Russia, but bring Russia under their thumb. And in order to do that, they've got to take Ukraine. And we've seen from the very beginning that Germany has been a little reluctant in all of this. So Germany's been reluctant in all of this, and we've also heard that, you know, we've heard rumors about their secret deals or secret talks between the Russians and the Germans. Well, those pipelines, the Nord Stream pipelines, represented an opportunity, a possibility for rapprochement between Russia and Germany. At any given moment, for example, during this summer, this winter, when the Germans are all freezing to death and starving to death, the German government could call up Russia and say, "Okay, we give in. We'll agree to block Ukraine's entry into NATO. We will stop supporting Ukraine. We'll stop sending them weapons. We'll accept your annexations in Ukraine if you give us some natural gas." And so that possibility had to be eliminated. And that's why those pipelines had to be blown up. And certainly Russia wouldn't blow them up, because that's their key point of leverage over Germany. So the Russians want peace. The Russians want to get NATO out of Ukraine. They want control of Ukraine. Not they just want control of the Black Sea. They want that land bridge to Crimea, and they want the control of the Black Sea. They don't particularly care. I don't think they particularly care about the bulk of Ukraine. It's not important. They just want to keep NATO out. But the other thing is that if NATO is going to be in that in Ukraine, then they want Ukraine to be smaller. Basically, if NATO is going to be in Ukraine, if NATO is going to have troops in Ukraine, well, then Russia wants wants Ukraine to be smaller. So there's less room for those NATO troops and missiles. So that's what this is all about. And I think that's why the Americans blew up the pipeline. I have no doubt that the Americans blew it up, or at the very least, somebody in cahoots with the Americans blew it up, blew them up. The Russians have nothing to gain from blowing up the pipeline. In fact, that undermines their leverage over Germany. And look, this is also, like Tom Luongo was talking about, this is also a very anti-German move, because the Germans now are I think it was actually someone else was talking about this, how this eliminates the possibility for the Germans to make their own decisions. So now the Germans are stuck, which is, because I talked about this before, about how the Germans are basically they want to be able to make their own decisions, and there is this faction, this internal fighting in Germany about should they be more independent, and should they get out from under the Americans and the British. And from the other European countries. Look, Europe has been has fought many wars, okay? They fought many, many wars. So Europe is not a monolith. And this is kind of, this could break up Europe. This whole thing could end up in total chaos. This entire, you know, you've got, if this comes out about who really did this, this could drive the Germans away from America. If the Germans believe that America did this, this could drive the Germans right into the arms of the Russians. The Germans can say, hey, the Americans don't even want us to have the possibility of getting natural gas from Russia. You know, I mean, the Germans should be the ones who decide whether or not they buy natural gas from Russia. But the Americans want to be the ones who decide. The Americans don't want Germany to buy natural gas from Russia. And so the Americans want to eliminate even the possibility for Germany to buy natural gas from Russia. And that's a big insult, a big slap in the face to the Germans. So this is a huge mess, and I think that this the bigger picture here is that the Biden administration and the Washington power elites, the European elites, are pushing and pushing and pushing. They're like a dog with a bone when it comes to Ukraine. They are going to do everything they can to stop Russia from succeeding in Ukraine. And if they don't back off, and if Russia doesn't back off, then that's going to mean war. It's going to mean a hot, possibly nuclear war with Russia, between America and Russia, between NATO and Russia. And, you know, I think the people in Washington are perfectly happy to have the Ukrainians do all the dying. They don't care about Ukrainians, but... And I certainly don't think they care at all about American soldiers dying, American men and women dying in Ukraine. But you know what? You know who might care? The American people. The American people might start to care about, might start to ask, why are these American men and women, young men and women, dying in Ukraine for Russia? You know, for fighting Russia. Why? You know, it's all so unnecessary. And So I think this is extremely serious. And look, you've got to get rid of these Democrats. We have to get rid of these Democrats this November. Vote as many Democrats out as we possibly can. We've got to take, this should be the main issue that it, when with regards to the midterm elections. This has to stop. We have to stop just funneling money toward to all this money going to Ukraine, which isn't even really going to Ukraine. It's going to the American defense contractors. Because remember, when the U.S. government promises to send more weapons to Ukraine, all they're doing is promising to send is sending weapons from that we already have, sending those weapons to Ukraine, and then ordering more weapons to replace those weapons from the American defense contractors. So there's a lot of money, billions and billions and billions of dollars being made here by the defense contractors. And they love it. And then, of course, all the lobbyists and all the congressmen and senators who are getting campaign contributions, it's all getting funneled back to them, to their PACs and their nonprofits, their NGOs. It's a gigantic money laundering operation that's going on right now. So, but it's all going to end up with American men and women dying. That's where this is going, unless we stop them. We've got to stop Joe Biden. We've got to stop this Washington establishment. Both parties are involved in this. We've got to stop them from leading us into World War III. So, all right, that's it. I think that this is, I'm sorry I went so long, but this is really serious, I think. And man, we've got to stop this. We've got to vote this November, get rid of these Democrats, get rid of the warmongering Republicans, and ultimately we have to get rid of Joe Biden. We've got to get rid of Joe Biden in 2024, and we've got to get somebody in there who will put, like the saying goes, puts America first, not Ukraine. Basically, we will all be much better off if we have peaceful trading relationships with foreign countries, if we have a strong defense, not offense, a strong defense, and if we, for the most part, leave other countries alone, stop meddling in their affairs, stop toppling governments, and let's get America back on track, and let's bring America back away from the brink of World War III. So, all right, that's it. Thank you very much for listening. And I will try to get another episode out faster next time. All right, thanks a lot, and I will see you on the next one. All right, bye-bye.